Loyalist Township's latest draft budget for 2026 shows a residential rate increase of 4.93%. The township held its first of three budget meetings as they prepare for their 2026 budget. The draft 2026 operating budget results in a township levy requirement of almost $24.6 million. This is a 6.4% increase from 2025. According to staff's report, the township experienced development in 2025, resulting in assessment growth totaling $300,000. This growth helped reduce the tax rate by 1.3% down to the currently proposed 4.93% increase. The township's director of finance and treasurer, David Clazy, explains the increase and notes numbers they'll be gathering going forward.
When it comes to tax rates, I just want to be clear that when we're talking about a 4.93% tax increase, we're only talking about the township portion of a tax bill. And of course, there are three components to a tax bill, that being one of the components. We then have the Lennox and Addington County tax rates, which is also makes up part of the bill. And we don't have those rates yet. They're generally set early in the spring. So once we have those, that will be the next component. And then we have the education rates that are set by the province. Now, at this point, they haven't been set yet, but they haven't changed in the last two or three years, mainly because there hasn't been a reassessment. So we're assuming they will probably not change, but we don't have that confirmation as of yet. So the conversations over the next couple of days are just about the township portion of that bill. And then once we have those other rates confirmed in the future, then that'll make up the total of the remainder of the bill.
Members of the committee voiced their concerns about the increase and noted they'd like to see it under 4%. Councillor Lorna Willis shared her thoughts.
I appreciate the work that staff have done, and I can tell that a lot of pencil sharpening was done before this budget was brought to us. I still do choke a bit at 4.93% in a year when people are very much struggling just to buy groceries and things like that. Though I understand, too, that we have to continue to offer services and follow through on all of the master plans that we've done and things like that.
Councillor Mike Buderick spoke about the rate increase and suggested more discussion along with more public engagement.
Under four would be ideal. I think we could, as council, could take some time to maybe throw some email suggestions back, too, as we let this sink in. Maybe think to community itself on what they're actually looking for and see where we might be able to cut.
Councillor Carol Park spoke about keeping it under 4% as well.
I agree with my colleagues. I think coming under 4% is where we need to be.
Councillor Paul Broderick noted the difficulty in prioritizing items on the budget.
Maybe look at some of the low priority items that could be eliminated, because obviously if we have a scale and so on, there's going to be some that, and I think the problem probably with the low priority items are going to be small dollar values, but maybe if they could go back and look at maybe that and maybe a one or two of sort of the medium proposals, just to get an idea if we can get down to that magic number that some of us are talking about under four.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn noted the hard work staff did putting the budget together.
After talking to staff, we realized quickly that this is a hard budget to bring forward. There have been a lot of increases in costs, and trying to keep the increase tax rate at a reasonable rate did take a lot of work. But the work was done. Staff worked very hard to identify areas to be able to trim and be able to bring forward the budget that they did.
Hagedorn noted the impact of the township's newly appointed Strong Mayor powers.
Strong Mayor powers were given to Loyalist Township this year. And as a result, I did work with staff more than what I normally would have during the development of this budget. We mostly to discuss, and also I did provide some direction and suggestions where applicable, trying to make it as streamlined as possible. And with the Strong Mayor powers, one of the things that we wanted to do was keep it as traditional as possible while still meeting all of the requirements of the legislation. I believe we've done that, following the typical process the best we can. Some of the terminology will be a little different with amendments and things like that. But I really hope that we are able to have good discussions and amendments if needed.
Clazy explained removing capital projects won't affect the tax rate.
If there was any of those projects that were the council wanted to remove, then that funding would stay in the capital reserve and be there for future years. So I just wanted to make that clarification, as there's been a couple comments about looking at capital projects, which we can do, but I just want to be clear that that wouldn't necessarily have a direct impact on the 4.93%.
Clazy speaks about funding for the W.J. Henderson Recreation Center.
We have an additional $674,000 built in for staffing and programming at the Henderson Community Center. And again, that's based on the expansion that's gone on there, with the arena now being operational full time. And it also looks at staffing for the pool coming on midway through 2026. So while that's a big number in staffing, it's also important to note that we do have a fair amount of additional revenue coming in terms of user fees and rental fees to offset that. So it's not the full hit, but there is some definitely investment in that.
The draft budget also showed an increase of $40,000 to the township's Family Physician Recruitment Incentive Program to accommodate the signing of two additional physicians. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend explains staff's next steps going forward.
There's a number of things staff want to do in the background to present to council committee at our next meeting. But what would be helpful for staff right now is any general thoughts, directions from committee of things that people want to see, information people would like to see in more detail, things that committee would like staff to bring back. So general thoughts and perceptions so that staff can gear their work for our next meeting.
Staff will return to council with updates at their next budget meeting scheduled for November 26th. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.